a subject that Dr. Bob Gray touched on lightly. You know, I'm not going to preach the same thing, but I'm going to give a thought from it. Hide behind truth. I want to give you something tonight about hiding behind truth. And let's stand for the reading of God's Word. I'm glad you're here. Well, I'll tell you, I know Jesus is coming back soon. We better do what we can right now, because I'm going to tell you, he's coming back soon. The way this whole world's shaping up, man. I'm not looking for the undertaker. I'm waiting for the uppertaker. Amen. David William Covey said that he was at a place, and they left a gospel track, soul winning and everything. Went, parked his car in that private condominium where we're staying. And there was another track right on his windshield the next morning. He called the church. It's a fundamental Baptist church, soul winning, King James. He said, I want you to know. He acted like he was mad at first. So I want you to know someone's been putting tracks on my windshield of my car. And they said, yes, sir. And he said, keep on doing it. I love it. And he said it's only like 7 minutes from where we're staying. We're not staying in the same location. We're going to be in Naples, but we're north now. I'll find out where. But right on a golf course. And he'll be happy because he golfs. Me, I'll goof around. He'll golf around. Amen. But I'm excited about to hear about that new church, Fundamental Baptist Church, and soul-winning church. Church is excited about Jesus. Sometimes we think we're the only ones out there, but there's other ones out there. There's other ones. One little thought tonight. I won't preach long, because why? I've got to be gone tonight. So aren't you lucky? Usually I hate to, Mark, when I usually say that, sometimes that's the longest ones I ever preach. But anyways, tonight I'm facing Rosie's wrath if I stay long. So anyways, all righty. Now listen, when I leave, you've got all the deacons. We got great deacons here. And then you got Brother Mark's a preacher, and he's here. You got Brother Rod Black. But go to our deacons. Our deacons can handle things. They really can. And then, of course, they all have my phone number. So you can make it for one Sunday without preacher. Amen? But I hope you miss me, because I'm going to miss you. All righty. John 8:32. Familiar scripture. Ye shall know what? The truth. And what does the truth do? Truth shall make you free. Father, thank you for truth. Thank you for making us free. Lord, in this little thought that I just prepared, just for a thought for the people tonight, I pray, Holy Spirit, you'll move in each person's heart tonight. Put something down in their heart that they remember something from this message that they can use tomorrow and today and all the coming months of their lives and years. Help me, Father, to do well for you tonight, that I can be a blessing to our people. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. The Bible says there, you shall know the truth, and truth shall make you free. We need to take a stand for truth, because truth makes you free. Truth liberates the soul of man. Truth brings light to darkness. Truth brings freedom to those in bondage. Truth sets those captives free. Truth tears down the bars and walls, those that imprison people that are behind lies and unbelief. Truth heals the soul. Truth enlightens the soul and also enlightens the lost. Truth should be our standard bearer. If we have a standard bearer, it ought to be truth. Amen? We should promote and seek truth. How many believe we ought to promote and seek truth? Truth sanctifies and sets us apart. Well, the question is, what is the truth? The King James Bible is the truth. Look at John 17:17. You're still in John, right? John 17:17. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. You want to have a standard bearer of truth, you want to have this old King James Bible. God says, hey, this is where the truth lies. You want to stand for truth? Stand for what this stands for. You want to stand for truth? Stand for what this says. Speak out what it says. Be firm in what it says. Amen? And so truth, the Bible says in 17:17, that sanctify them, to set them up, set people apart through them, through thy truth. And how do you set people apart? Thy word is truth. One more scripture. Look at 2 Timothy 4. Look at 2 Timothy 4:1. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge. The judge is coming. The judge is coming. The quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. I'm in 2 Timothy 4:2. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. You know, sometimes a preacher might get a little huffy, get mad about stuff. Because I'm reproving people for they go against God's word, and I reprove them, I rebuke some. Say, boy, that guy was mad. Sometimes there's a righteous indignation. For the time, look at verse 3. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. We're getting there right now. But after their own lust shall heap themselves teachers, having itching ears. Look at verse 4. We're talking about truth tonight. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and turn unto fables. How many see that? What did I tell you the truth was? It's a standard bearer. I said, what is the truth? The King James Bible is the truth. When you want truth, you seek God's word. Say this, God's word is the final truth for me and all the world. And so if you want to have truth and be sanctified and set apart with the world from the world, well, what's right and what's wrong? How do I decide, Jenwell, how do I decide what's right and what's wrong? I go to the rule book. And whatever the truth, the book tells me is true. And so if I want truth, I got to seek it from the book. Amen? Now, we need to stand and hide behind this truth, because people are going to, real soon, and they're already turning from it. People are leaving truth. Let me give you an example. Years ago, preachers would preach on long dresses. Ladies used to wear them down to their ankles. Amen? And then they got a little higher, and the preacher moved with them. Come here, Andy, stand here, your truth. You stand right there, Andy, your truth. Here, what's Andy? He's the Bible, he's truth. Are you with me? Move up a little bit. What is he? Okay, and the preacher preaching on truth. Bless God, put that long, get that dress on. Cover up your nakedness. You ought not show that. But then later on, stay there though, don't move. Later on, they kept raising those, and the preachers, well, I guess it's all right. Did the truth move? No. But we did. And every time the preachers moved, they kept coming up higher. Right. They kept coming up higher. And every time the preacher, and so now, there's no more even preaching on modesty. Scripture says that the lady should dress in modest apparel, over the book of Timothy, that you ladies should adorn yourself, and in modest apparel. What's modest apparel? You shouldn't be showing your nakedness. Uh-oh. But what happened is, women started kept raising. Now, and I watched, it seems like the miniskirts are really on the move again. You know why? Preachers quit preaching on it. See, you say, well, man, see, when a preacher moves here, they just go farther. Next thing you know, and it's way, Brother Mike, they're out the door now. We don't even have a standard. You know why? We left something. We left truth. Now watch this, you deacons and you Sunday school teachers. People get mad at me when I preach about stuff like that. But as long as I stay behind the truth, na 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 na, na 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 na, na 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 na. See, as long as I stay behind the truth will protect me. See, It's when we leave, when we leave the truth, it's when we're unprotected. And what's happened, fundamentalism has left truth. Sanctify them, set them apart by thy truth. Thy word is truth. So if you want to sanctify and set people apart from the world, and the Bible says, love not the world, nor the things of the world, the love of the world is in you, the love of the Father is not. Then what do we have to stay by? The truth. And we got to protect us, Josh. We have to stay behind the Bible. And I can preach anything. For instance, let me give you, I wrote a couple down. I thought I'd just stir a bunch of people up tonight. Look at 1 Corinthians. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 11. I told you 1 Timothy 2:9 that we are to be, the ladies are supposed to be in modest apparel. I got the ladies mad at me. Now let me get the men mad, okay? But you can get mad all you want. As long as I stay behind this truth, you can't get me. Dr. Gray picked the biggest man in that kind. He had a huge man, bigger than you, Andy. I mean, he was big. And he got, because Dr. Gray's a pretty big fella. And he used that guy as truth. And man, I'm going to tell you, every time he'd run behind that Mr. Truth, I'm going to tell you right now, nobody could see him. Because see, the truth will hide you. You've got safety. There's safety and refuge in the truth. Are you hearing what the preacher's telling you? Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 11. I'll try to get there myself. 14. Doth not even nature itself teach you that if a man have long hair, it's a shame unto him? I'd say, bless God, you young man, you get your hair cut. Get your hair cut. Sean did. Josh did. Steve did. Andrew did. Amen. He did. You say, boy, you're just going too far. That's what the Bible says. And as long as I preach from the Bible, I'm safe. See, the reason we're so out of whack now, we're not preaching and standing behind the Bible. We've left. Oh, by the way, while you're there, I might as well get everybody gone. But if a woman have long hair, it's a glory to her, for her hair is given for a covering. In other words, and I like the next verse. But if any man seem to be contentious, we have no such custom, neither the churches of God. In other words, I'm not going to argue with you. I don't care if you get mad over this or not. Men, here's what Paul said. Men have short hair, ladies have long hair. So ladies, if you have real long hair cut like a man, that's not scriptural. And you guys, if you have long hair like a woman, that's not scriptural. Couldn't get me, could you? Because I was hiding behind the truth. Let me give you another one. Oh boy, I picked up this for my friends. Church, when the churches leave out the old time singing, I love the old time. By the way, as long as I'm pastor and I'm planning on taking it to the rapture, unless I rapture out of here, we're never going to have modern singing. We're always going to stay with the old time hymns. By the way, they're not hers, they're hymns. Like when you kids sing the special songs, don't bring me up new songs. I'd rather hear 1,000 old songs before I hear one new song. I like the old songs better. Give me Zion's Hill. Give me Amazing Grace. Give me all the old-time greats, man. I don't care. I love them. I walk through the valley. I like all those. His Eyes on the Sparrow. I love all the old ones, man. All this new fancy contemporary stuff. I don't want that junk, and neither does God. Scripture says over in Psalms 100, verse 1 and 2, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Come before his presence with singing, and that wild stuff, boom, papa, that's not singing. That's not singing. That is literally ungodly. And I know I'm an old person, but I'm not that old. And I'm going to tell you right now, that new stuff is bad. Well, I'm praising Jesus. No, you're not. The Bible says to try every spirit, whether they be of God or not. Hello? Boy, it's quiet. I better get behind there, Andy. Go ahead. Try to mess with me. Andy's going to protect me. Let me give you one more. By the way, Ephesians 5:19 says, singing, Ephesians 5:19, making melody in your hearts. Making melody in your hearts? Arlene, sometimes I go down, I drive my car, and these kids with their cars, and sometimes they're old people too. Usually they got ponytails, men with ponytails and stuff. And they'll be real loud. And that, what is the name of that music they use? Is it rap? Or it goes boom, bop, doo, or something. You know, it's real crazy stuff. Man, it just goes right to, oh, man, it just goes right through me. And, man, that stuff's bad for your spirit. By the way, every one of us has got a spirit. And my spirit knows when it's good, and my spirit knows when it's bad. And that's when it's bad, it has a bad effect on your spirit. And that's why you want to go into pornography, and that's why you want to do those things you do, and that's why you're getting drugs, and that's why you're getting alcohol, and that's why you're getting all that stuff, because that spirit gets you to do that. I know what I'm talking about. And I'll roll the window down. If it's an old guy, I'll say, you should know better. And Captain, I'm going to tell you what I'd like to do when I see him. Sarge, I'd like to get out of my car when I see those old guys that ought to know better. I'd like to take my belt and just switch the fire out of them. They need a whooping. I mean, Carl, after people get old, they all get some more sense in their head. Amen? Kids, I understand, they're born stupid. But when we get older, we got to have more brains than that. What that is, that's a demonic spirit trying to take over your life. You better listen to the preacher. I know what I'm talking about. And what happens? The preaching is not preaching no more. They're allowing. I wish you could hear. I'm glad you don't hear. We have 100 missionaries. And I try to keep close to all our missionaries. And when they come through here, I usually spend 2 or 3 hours, sometimes a whole day with them, our missionaries. And they tell me, preacher, since we came back on furlough, most of our supporting churches, they're not even fundamental Baptists no more. They've got drums, real loud drums in there. He said they came to choir in shorts. They came to church in shorts. These are fundamental Baptist churches. Oh boy. Brother Andy, what they did, those guys, see, they used to be here. See, a lot of people get mad at me. I've not moved. Brother Bobby, we've not moved. Brother Eddie, we've not moved. Brother Carl, we've not moved. I don't know why everybody's so mad at us. Well, he's so dull. I'm just standing with the truth. The liberals, they're the ones that are mad. They're the ones that moved. They've left the book, not me. They've left the truth, not me. We need people to come back. I'm going to keep hiding behind the truth. Amen. Let me give you a couple more and we're going to quit. People, now my bikers, hold on. Let me finish before you get mad at me. I'm bringing this for a purpose. Because everyone knows I love my bikers, and I do. And anyone says anything bad about them, they're gonna get me mad. Because they're as good a Christian as anybody in here. But I'm going to share something with you, and I want my bikers to hear this. People with tattoos are welcome in this church. But the Lord doesn't want us to put tattoos on our body. And I guarantee you, some of the bikers and some of the old men from the old services, they tell you, man, when I did that, I was drunk, or I don't know why I did that. I want you to turn to a scripture with me. Look at Leviticus chapter 19. Look at Leviticus 19. I want you to hear this. I'm doing this for the young kids. The young kids need to hear this. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus. Leviticus 19. Looks like I got verse 28 down there. I can't read my writing. You can't either, so don't feel bad. Look what verse 28 says in Leviticus 19. You shall not make cuttings in your flesh. You kids that slice your arms. God says, nah. Don't be doing that. You shall not make any cuttings to your flesh for the dead, nor print any marks upon you. In other words, don't put toe tattoos on you. Hey, Jesus loves those men. He don't care. Those tattoos don't stop his love. But he tells us not to put them on. Now, they got them on. They can't take them off. But I'm going to tell you, there's still, even though it's not, the Bible says not to put tattoos on, Brother Jack, if anybody ever walks in there, I'm going to love them, and I thank God for it. It's not the tattoo that makes a person bad. It's not trusting Christ their Savior. I don't care one flip about tattoos. Are you with me? But I want you to understand, and if you would go, some of these people had them, they'll say, man, I don't know why I did that. I messed up. God, because I don't want you kids going, give me I want to get a tattoo. The carnival comes over, so put a tattoo on me. Yeah. Put a big rose on my chest. For Rosie. Or put a big battleship on there or something. No. No tattoos. By the way, no piercings. No piercings. I love what Dr. Gray said. Am I still all right? He led a man to Christ that had piercings all through. He had about 10 earrings all through his ears on both sides. The guy got saved, and he said, I'm gonna have to try to teach him to take those out. And he met him a couple weeks ago, and here's this guy out soul winning. And Dr. Gray noticed that they were starting to miss. He said, where did you take those earrings out? He said, yeah, every time I got one, a soul for Christ, I took one out and kept it. So I'm keeping track how many I win for Christ. Amen? I'm going to tell you right now. Listen to me, kids. That stuff that you put in your tongue, up in your nose, and your belly button, that's not of God. Now listen to me. That's not of God. It's not because preachers got silver hair and you're young. No, the Bible says it's wrong. And it's wrong for you. It's wrong for me. And I'm standing behind you. When you start throwing tomatoes at me, I'm standing by the truth. You might hit the truth, but you're not going to hit me. Nah. Bet you can't hit me. Go ahead, try to hit me. Go on, you can't. Amen? Notice. Look at verse 29 through 32. Do not prostitute thy daughter and cause her to be a whore. We need to protect our kids from that internet. I'm going to tell you right now, our kids are being prostituted and hurt through that internet with that MySpace and all the stuff that they have. I've been concerned even about these emails. You can use the internet for good, but I'm going to tell you, there's a whole lot more evil on there. And if you can't use it for good, don't use it at all. And our young people are being, there are predators out there on emails. There's even a show on it, Channel 39 or 30, it's Catch a Predator, I think it's called. And they're catching these young men, even old men, going to these 14, 15-year-old kids and having sex with them and not even caring nothing about it, defiling their body. They don't even care. We better care. You young people, I would to God you wouldn't even have a computer. I would to God you wouldn't have that MySpace, whatever kind of space it is, because I think it's an evil space. I don't think anything good can come from it. I'd rather have you read your Bible. Read your Bible. Have a memory verse instead of a MySpace. You want to go somewhere? Go up to our website. Get on our website. There's a teen website. There's things there. Brother Bobby's got some. I think if I remember right, we still got Brother Eddie messages up there. There's all kinds of stuff. Go there. Go where there's something good. Hello? Now listen, I'm going to close. You studied with the King James Bible, and it's going to give you truth for this life. Listen, when people get mad and attack, when you take a stand, Brother Bobby, when you take a stand, Brother Eddie, Brother Katyra, when you take a stand, Brother Fred, when you take a stand. By the way, Freddie preached a funeral last week for somebody. I was pretty excited about that. Did a good job, too. I'm really proud of him. When you take a stand, this world hates this Bible. And what you're going to do, instead of leaving it, just stand behind it. Say, I know it offends you. I can't help it. That's what God's Word says. It's settled. And stand behind the Bible and let the Bible stand for you. Last one. And then I'll let Brother Andy sit down. I told you what is truth. I told you the King James Bible's truth. Then second question, and we're done. What is truth, and who is truth? What is truth? The King James Bible's truth. Who is truth? Jesus is. Look at John chapter 1, verse 17. And I'll be closing. I got to use you for one more time, Andy. John chapter 1, I'm almost closing. I'm coming, Martha. John 1, 17. If you get this principle that Dr. Grace showed with us, it's a great truth. John 1, 17. It says, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by who? Yes. In John 14, 6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Look at in John 1, 1, in the beginning was the Word. You can't separate the Bible and Jesus. They're synonymous. They're the same. You can't separate this book from Jesus. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God. John 6:63, my words are spirit, and they are life. John 1, 1. I want you to look at John, 1 John 1, 1. I'm almost done. Got one more scripture after this. And I got one truth to hide behind you. 1 John 1, 1. Oh, this is so great. Boy, I appreciate you, Brother Andy. I don't know what I'd do without this kid. That, you got 1 John? That which was from the beginning. By the way, you know when the Bible was? It always was. There's no originals. They were always in heaven. It was God's spoken word. Even when they wrote it down, they were just copies of from heaven. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen, with our eyes we have looked upon, our hands have handled of the what? Word of life. I'm going to tell you right now, you can't separate the word and Jesus. By the way, that's why. Because and what I'm trying to teach you, we need to always stand behind the Word. Stand with the Word. Stand behind the Word. Let me give you one last scripture. Revelation chapter 1, verse 5. 1:5. I did pretty good. Not done yet, but I'm getting close. I'm on the runway. I can see the flaps down and the wheels. Revelation chapter 1, verse 5. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of kings of the earth, unto him that loved us, and what did he do? Washed us from our sins in his own blood. Jesus washed our sins in his own blood. You see, Brother Carey, we can't stand before God because we're sinners. God won't look upon sin. But when I get behind Miss Ruthie, when I get behind the Word, when I get behind Jesus, when I get behind the Word, are you with me? God can't see no sin. He just sees the righteousness of the Word. See, it always makes sense to stand behind the Word. There's safety in the Word. There's strength in the Word. There's hope in the Word. There's great safety in the Word. Stand behind the Word. And we stand before God. Jesus, his righteousness, the Word. God will look down and say, I can't see Rich Skyver's sin. No, because it's covered by the blood and the righteousness of Christ. See, it really does get, it does make sense to stay behind the Word. Aren't you glad he stands for us? Thank you, Andy. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this great book, great Savior. And Lord, I pray that even though the world keeps getting farther and farther away from you, help us. Help us not to get farther away. Help us to stand behind the written word of God. Help us to take a stand, no matter what the world might say to us, no matter what standards the world might give to us. Help us never leave. Oh God, Fundamental Baptists all over America. My missionaries are telling us every time they come, they're telling me, preacher, you don't even know what's, you cannot imagine what's going on. Lord, but I know there's still a remnant that stands for you. And I pray we'll always be the, one of those that stands. Help us to hide. Help us to hide behind your word. As I know your word will stand the test of time. Help us to stand with our Savior, as I know his precious blood cleanses from all sin. I wonder, with our heads bowed and our eyes closed, how many could say, Pastor, I know for sure I'm saved. I know if I die, I'd go to heaven. Could you raise that hand? I know for sure I'm saved. Thank you. You may put him down. Would there be any tonight? Would there be any time to say, preacher, pray for me. I'm not saved. Pray for me. Anyone like that at all? I'm not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. I'd sure like to go. Pray for me. Maybe you're a Christian, and I know you're saved, but you'd say, preacher, lately, I've kind of got away from that truth. I kind of slipped out a little ways, and I really need to get back behind that truth again. I kind of didn't mean to, but I got a little away from it. Pray for me that I get back where I belong. Who'd say that? Pray for me. Yes, God bless you. Yes, God bless you. Yes, God bless you, sir. God bless you. Yes, amen. I see that hand. Bless your heart. Heavenly Father, help us not to forsake truth. Help us to hide behind it. Help us hide behind what you gave us to stand the test of eternity. Help us not to conform to this world, but Lord, stand behind your word, not wavering. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. We're going to sing one verse. If you'd like to come for any reason, you come right now. Lord Jesus.